It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 787.
Ryan John, welcome to Weekend Banter.
Good to be here.
Good to see you. You're wearing your merch.
Yeah, I'm wearing my Daily Talk Show hoodie, and I've got beef. First of all, Tommy, what are you wearing?
The Daily Talk Show hoodie.
Josh,
the hoodie, and yeah, you've got
the hoodie.
You've got some mints, some beef.
George, what are you wearing?
I've got the crew neck on.
Yeah. 97.
I've got the Gronk Squad t-shirt on.
You're better than that. Everyone's wearing the Daily Talk Show stuff except you.
Well, that's it.
It is Gronk. Gronk Squad.
Yeah, but that's
official.
Like a part of the outside circle. Yeah. You're in the building. You are the Daily Talk Show.
I see. You mean he's just not wearing his uniform.
Yeah, exactly. And that's my first piece of beef. My second piece of beef is with George.
Oh, okay. Yeah, oh.
Yeah. Do you know what it's about?
No, what is it?
When did you call me?
Yeah, I did. I called you last night.
What'd you say?
Well, I mean, we were going to record a hump day replay.
Yeah.
But
what happened?
I needed to do a few more things.
He bumped me.
I drove down,
and for legal purposes, let's say pre-Wednesday, I drove down from the country to do hump day replay. Mm-hmm. I was at a servo in Ballin, which is about halfway. Yeah. And he calls and goes, oh, I'm a bit busy, actually.
I'm so on Tommy and my behalf.
I was like, wasn't I doing your favour?
He's talking shit because you were coming down to do some errands. Am I right?
I was making the most of my trip while I was down here.
That's true. I feel bad. And I appreciate you going out of your way to come down here. Thanks. But we will have another time.
Hopefully. Yeah, well, hopefully the content I prepared is still relevant.
So, Amy, I'm going to bring something to you guys. We've had a blow up many a times.
But not this bad?
Nah. Not this consistent. This one has been a debate or a argument in the car, I reckon, once a week. So, Hyundai, great car.
Yep.
Tucson, small size SUV.
Sorry, is this say without pay?
No, yeah, it's just a great car. When you've got a great product, you don't pay.
Okay.
And that's not right. That's not right. True. Yeah. Anyway, so in the car, it's like a 2016 model.
Ooh la la.
Yeah, those cars, you can leave the lights on all the time. When you turn the car off,
nice.
You just lock it and the lights go off.
Oh, mine's the same. I've never turned my lights off ever.
Yeah, so I don't do that. I don't turn my lights off ever.
Yep.
But Amy's like, your lights are on when we're driving in the daytime. Mm-hmm. I'm like, doesn't matter. I don't think about it. But she's like, no, you have to. So last night we're driving along the highway, lights aren't on. And I was like, this wouldn't have happened if you let me leave my lights on the whole time. 100%. So you're a lights on all the time guy.
Yeah, not only does it save you from that problem, but if your lights are on during the day, apparently you're statistically less likely to be run into because you're more visible, even though it's daylight.
Really?
It just makes others more aware of you when your lights are on.
JJ, what do you?
Yeah, I always have the lights on.
Yes.
Doesn't matter what time of day.
Hey, don't let your partner change you.
Yeah.
I got to go back to the lights
and so
always
on
guy.
What did you do?
Well, in the car, because, it's a shared vehicle. Mm-hmm. She turns the lights all the way off.
Why is that?
Don't know. She thinks it's something to do with power.
I tell you what.
She's like, I'm worried about the power. I'm like, mate, it's got
save fuel.
It's a battery.
It charges itself in the car.
It's got a transformer. Yeah.
From the fuel. How does the battery
from
charge?
From the wheels going around.
So you got to drive anyway.
Yeah, so you drive
and it spins the wheels, which spins a transformer that then charges the battery. How the fuck do you think the battery charges?
That's interesting. I didn't know that. You wouldn't have known that, Josh.
That's how regenerative braking
works. Did you know that?
His dad's a car guy. You guys don't have a bone in this fight because you don't drive.
I don't drive.
So what year was the car?
Great design.
I think 2016, yeah.
All right, so when I was in here, I took a look at the financials of a big media company and Daily Talk Show. I'm predicting you guys will get a new car soon.
The business will get a car personally?
You tell the tax man whatever you need to tell him to write it off.
What I'm getting at, the newer models, they're
automatic. So Bridget and I have the same car. We both drive Volkswagen Golfs. But hers is 2 years newer and the lights are automatic. So they turn themselves on at night.
Yeah.
So she doesn't have to touch them either.
So we have an auto setting.
Yep.
You can either just have always on that shuts off anyway when you lock the car. Auto setting, which does go through a tunnel, lights go on. It's just it recognizes.
I hate that feature. So because I get you think that you're getting flashed by someone.
Oh, true,
But they're just going under a tunnel.
Yeah.
And I'm ready to blow up on the road. So if someone's trying to, I'm like, mate,
definitely.
Let's fucking go.
Yeah. Does that, to you guys, do you think out of the three of us that Tommy would be the angriest driver?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Have you?
Oh. Yeah, you blow up. When we were driving back from Venture IP, You guys were fighting the whole way in the car.
Oh, but those guys. Oh, yeah. No, that's Venture IP. Those guys were fighting.
It was mum and dad.
Oh, that's mum and dad fighting in the front.
Yeah. Who was driving that time?
No, TJ was driving. I was driving. Then we did the whole piece on air. It was like, okay, well, let's run this past Ryan.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. If you're coming onto, so say you're in the suburbs,
yep,
and you want to jump onto the Monash Freeway.
Yep.
And so you've veered onto the sort of inlet bit, yep, to the highway. Who gives way? The person who's just entered the highway or the person on the highway?
I think it's the person on the highway's responsibility to get the fuck out of the way of the person coming in.
Thank you. That's what I said.
Probably not legally, but ethically and morally they should.
Well, don't you think that... So, yeah, the thing was that TJ was just...
This is not the answer Tommy wanted, I feel.
No, wait, I'm just trying to work out what...
What you think.
So, because...
If you just move into the middle of your shot, you're really creeping lately.
Me?
Yeah, you're just not in the middle.
So, I think that...
Other way.
I think that if you're trying to merge onto the freeway, yep, you have to expect that the car going 100 k's an hour,
yep,
is the person to look out for. Like, so it's, or the person who's trying to join.
A good person on the highway will know that there's an on-ramp and leave room, either by speeding up or moving into
the middle. Move lane. That's, yep, not a doubt. But the question was, what's the rule? And so... Because it's giving way to the freeway, the person entering the freeway has to give way to the 100-kilometer car.
Technically, yes.
Technically.
Morally, ethically, nah. And if you drove a real car instead of a Hyundai, you could have just flown past them anyway.
Well, I was trying to work out what was the argument? Were you trying to, you weren't letting someone in?
I think what happened was, Tommy, you were driving and you just stayed in the left lane and you floored it. And I think the person was coming to merge on. And Josh got angry because you should have moved over.
Oh, yeah. My point is that it's too dangerous to suddenly brake at 100 kilometres an hour, which would have been to slow down.
But you knew the exit was coming.
Yeah, but so what are they meant to be thinking?
Well, so to your point, if it's dangerous to suddenly slow down, don't you think that you should also be considerate when you're on the freeway? Around, there's someone going to be entering. Am I giving them enough room? Are they going to have to do some sort of crazy maneuver?
They don't have to do a crazy maneuver because they know that they're entering a freeway and you have to be very cautious and give way. The rule is give way to...
But you were driving along to the point where they get to the end of their lane and they're going to have to slow below 100.
But if they're they're not looking?
And everyone should be looking.
I was looking. I just knew.
Hey, George and Mace, when you were saying mum and dad were fighting, is this what it was
like? Yeah, exactly. It definitely wasn't that extreme. It wasn't that extreme.
Okay.
I'm getting a feel for it. Screen where they're about to hit a brick wall if I don't move or not.
But I don't know why. Like, Seb's being aggressive.
Grace, I heard her saying that you're a... front seat driver.
I'm a real front seat driver.
For a guy that doesn't have his license.
To be fair, just drive in the middle lane. Don't drive in the left lane. Don't drive on the on-ramp lane. That's for people coming onto the freeway. Stay in the middle one.
I don't hate that. I like that.
That's a great idea.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. Well, because then the middle lane is always just jumping into the fast lane if you need, jump back into the middle.
But it was a two-lane freeway.
No, it wasn't. It's a three-lane freeway, the Monash Freeway.
I think the fight came from Josh. You were like, you could have moved over then. Why didn't you?
No,
and Tommy said, I don't have to.
I just appreciate George's.
Yeah, George has his the pink duck that you got.
It's very aggressive the way he's holding it too. Yeah.
So, no, just quickly.
It's a three-lane freeway, the Monash Freeway.
The whole way?
All the way.
So,
do we need to take the cameras down and do a reenactment?
It is.
Eden Rise on the entry.
I'm not sure about Aiden Rise.
No. So it's not Aiden Rise. Hang on. Can you look up the Narre Warren, like Belgrave Hallam? I have a feeling that you're either.
So I was in the middle lane.
Yeah, which is the left lane because it was only a two lane at that point.
And so the on ramp should have given way.
If there's only two lanes, there's no middle lane. I'll put that out there.
I wonder what a driving instructor would say. Obviously, it's like right or whatever, but it's like the person who's learning. Mm-hmm. Is it explained, you need to give way. These people are going to be going fast. So, you need to come onto the highway. Like, it's in films, like young drivers too scared to get on. And so, in America, in LA, it's like five lanes and it's like too scary because everyone's flying at 120. And so, It's a scary thing.
I failed my driver's my P's.
Really? Test. Yeah. Once or more?
Once, and then got it successfully the next day.
What'd you how did you do it?
So you know when you're coming up to a, I was going to say a red light, but like an orange light, and you get to that situation and you're like, am I doing it?
Mm. Everyone did it.
I did it. Yeah, I did it. And the thing is that we probably all do it every day, but in a test, probably you shouldn't.
I thought they would have respected that.
Well, that's what I thought. I was like, do you want me to slow down because I'm in a test situation, or do you want me to give you a slice of what my everyday driving is going to be like?
I feel like you should know the rule very specifically because you
failed. Don't run red lights.
And well, no, but you just said it was coming up to an amber light, orange.
Well, it'd gone red before I and so I so slammed my foot down.
You went through a red light.
So I sat on my form, ran a red light, and I didn't know this. It was technically speeding because when it's red, the speed limit is zero. So I was in theory 80 above the limit.
Oh my god! Oh,
is that what they say?
That's a lot of demand.
I don't know if that's correct.
Well, you get a red light, fine. You don't get a speeding.
Some are double. So in Kilda, there's a fucking prick of a light that does double.
Twice. But it's not based. It's not based on the speed limit being zero.
Never. No, above 60 or above 40.
I would have thought that we would have finished the test and then you get the thing and you pass off. As soon as I did that, he's like, and if you can just pull over here to the left. And I was like, what do you mean just here? Like, there's no street. And he goes, just pull over. And then he's like, get out. And then the driving instructor drove us back.
Wow. What a cuck.
Yeah.
I think, I don't like
that. By the way, it's a three lane. I'm just on street view.
Including the exit?
It's a three lane, of course.
No, it's three lanes and then plus the on ramp.
It's not a country road. Oh. Amber light means stop unless
you check Eden. No, it's
on. I'll go. I'll just go along the street view.
Amber light means.
I thought amber light meant have a crack, son.
No, it means stop unless unsafe to do so. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure that was it because we went through I told the police it was amber. Pretty sure it was red when I was young. I was in a car accident.
Ooh.
But no good. Stop unless unsafe to do so. But then there's the admin. If you have that argument, it's like, it was fucking unsafe to do so. I had a bloody heavy load in the back. Kids were fighting.
Yeah.
And I just had to.
Mum and dad arguing about how many lanes in the Monash.
Yeah, Actually, is it Eden Rise or is it?
Shout out to Charles.
Venture IP.
Venture IP as well. Venture IP, if you need web hosting, if you use the promo code. Yeah. What's the promo?
TDTS.
If you TDTS, you'll get 50% off shared hosting for your first year. It's a great deal.
If you use the code Ryan John, you actually get 56% off. Yeah. So,
that's not true. You can
your call.
See all their widescreen monitors that they got the other day?
No.
They probably got like 50 widescreen LG monitors. Yeah. Right.
Maybe we could do that. Get one.
We need that. What were you saying?
Charles, who he helped produce a 24-hour show from Bathurst. He just got his P's, his license.
Oh, good on him. Well done. Well done. I spent a lot of time with Charles in the green room while I was walking. Have I been back since I did the marathon?
Yeah, you have.
Have you?
I don't think I have.
Yeah, you have.
Have you?
Not on the show, though.
I've seen you.
I've been in the building.
You haven't been on the show.
All right, well, now that I'm on the show, has Josh mentioned how great he is at walking since, and has he been corrected by any of you guys?
Actually, hasn't. Good. He hasn't. He said he's been doing fuck all.
You did mention it the other day, actually. But it was
Josh
quite
would have
a funny
loved
joke.
To have mentioned he was exercising if he was.
Yeah. What was the joke?
Jess said you're always two steps ahead of things, and you said, I do walk quickly. That is true.
But did you then correct yourself and say, but obviously Ryan is the superior walker the deal?
No, mate.
He's sliding it in there as a joke, so it's okay.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I believe that's not how it works.
Why are you struggling, Josh?
Oh, why am I struggling? I'm actually okay.
You've been walking less. I mean, it's all been a bit fucked up. I haven't been to the gym in a while.
I haven't been thinking it like where was I meant to go away? Melitos? No.
That's right. No, Yarra Valley. You were meant to go to the Yarra Valley. I can't remember the name, but...
Yeah, was going to go to... was meant to go away because I
cancelled.
Always... Yeah, well, normally, I actually came up with a good idea instead of cancelled.
Postponed?
No. Why don't we do accountability culture rather than cancel culture?
Yeah, I'd be for that, but I don't think the people that
cancel.
It hasn't got a nice ring to it, does it?
Yeah, see, cancel culture is so great because of the alliteration. There's two C's. You guys worked at commercial radio. You know how it works. Yeah. You have to have words that start with the same letter. You know what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I get it.
So what's accountability action? Accountability awareness?
Accountability just doesn't roll off the
mind. No, it really doesn't,
it's a bit hard.
And so anyway, I just feel
check
like
check yourself
I
Tuesday.
Yeah, that's
Takedown Tuesday. You were doing that for a while.
I was.
Yeah.
Who was I taking down?
I don't know. You did a bunch of sort of takedowns on.
Well, I took down the Australian podcast ranker, but that was Josh's takedown that I just piggybacked.
Yeah.
I took down the Australian writer who was having a go at Mitch Overall and Angry Dad and those. Who else have I taken down? I haven't taken down that many people.
We did a job on 7-Eleven.
Oh, took down 7-Eleven.
How are you going? So
you're projecting, Ryan. What the fuck?
So the thing is, I just feel like I just had a burrito before. That was like me looking after myself because I'd been
to self-care burrito.
I actually think that was fine.
Yeah, and that's the whole thing. Bad. I couldn't believe when you were like fat shamed me for not. For finishing the whole thing.
I was just curious because of the size of the burrito, if you did indeed finish it. And second of all, I don't think I'm in a position to be fat shaming anyone.
I think if we've learned anything on the show,
fat people don't belong in. If there's one thing we've learned, it's that.
Absolutely not.
And the last time I made content with some of you guys with Tommy was when we ate 15 kebabs in about an hour. Yeah. And we had to roll home.
Yeah, that was silly, wasn't it? And so anyway, how are you feeling, scale 1 to 10, emotional state?
Which end of the scale is which?
One is
turmoil.
Need some help, and 10 being fucking love and life.
First of all, when you say one is need some help, I'll always take any help that's been offered. Yeah, but I'd say 8. I'm feeling good.
Oh, that's good.
I'm feeling healthy. We're not as locked down in regional Victoria as you guys are in the city. Mm-hmm. So the gyms are open, stuff's still happening.
I don't get that.
Well, all the cases are in Melbourne. They're not out in the regions.
It's not how it works.
Well, that's how it's working right now. I don't know what to tell you. We're not locked down. It's just Melbourne that's locked down.
So how are you here?
Well, I'm driving back after this episode and I'm not coming back for 6 weeks.
Sevs has COVID, you fuckhead.
Why are we all
taking it back?
I'll be the guy.
No, this is we're in a lockdown. We haven't left this building in 14 days.
You thought a 24-hour broadcast was big. This is going to be a 6-week straight live COVID in a box.
Definitely.
No, I'm doing good. Doing good.
That's great.
8 is very is huge.
Strong.
I'm getting married soon. I'm excited about that.
When's that happening?
October. And
can you even do weddings?
Well, that's the thing. It's as if we saw it all happening. We planned to elope with just 5 people.
That's right.
And then the government brought in the thing that's like a max of 5 people per wedding. And we were like, ha, way ahead of you.
Dude, it's fucking crazy. We get so lockdown and then 2 weeks later is my birthday. 2 weeks later is your 30th, JJ.
Yeah,
so
my
it's
30th.
Literally like
your 30th. So you're younger than all of us.
Yeah.
Geez, that's strange.
And you're older than all of us too.
Yeah, I'm 30. I just turned 33. And I think anyone listening would have assumed that Josh was like 10 years older than the rest of us. Is that fair to say?
Well, you thought that I was, 40 what?
I think you've just got an old man's soul, which is a good thing.
You've been called dad before. Tully calls you dad. Yeah,
we've retired that though, haven't we?
Dad or daddy. It's very different coming from
something
Tully.
Something dad would say. Dad. Stop joking about me. We'll retire that.
Yeah. Because I'm retired. Sevs, when are you getting your license?
End of year.
Well, you can't get it now because you can't.
Yeah, I can't get it now, but I need to wait until after November 1 because then I don't have to go on my red P's. I can just go straight to my
That's right. Any friction with Grace that she's brought up with you in regards to bits and bobs? Just life.
Okay, and maybe if you've got some questions, Ryan, because
yesterday we went through whilst we were in the car things that annoy each other.
Why would you do that in a car of all places? If this episode has taught you nothing, it's getting a fight in a car.
it came up after the backseat driving.
Okay.
Or front seat driving.
Oh, so you've done it.
I'm a big front seat driver.
He doesn't do it to us.
When he can't drive.
He doesn't do it to us.
Could you imagine? Do you imagine? Oh, fuck, this is actually a bit dark. I reckon there's probably I'm sure there was definitely
deaths from front seat drivers.
No. There was just, I'm sure that I made my mum so angry when she was driving. She said, I'm going to drive this fucking car into a tree. Which is a bit full on, isn't it? Really?
Looking she didn't know?
No, we're all good. I feel like I always lately have had anecdotes that think are funny. And as I say, it was like when I said to Brie, when we had Brie on and I said that, my girlfriend Brie said, maybe you'll never be happy. And it wasn't until after I said it that I was like, well, what was I expecting in regards to a response? But yeah, go on. So what's the...
So the front seat driving is one.
What don't you like about her?
Nah,
what annoys you that she does? Because keep in mind that I met her before all of you. I just wanted to point that out.
Oh, really?
What?
We used to be, she worked at the gym that I used to go to. We were mates.
Hang
did
on.
You, what gym this did you go to?
X-Gen. Perth.
We're talking about the same person? Grace is it? What? Is this true, Sev?
Yeah.
We know each other from
what?
Way fuck off.
You went to the gym?
I knew there was holes in the story.
No, that's good. No, what is she? No,
that is great because she did work there, but
that's
great.
She was next gen.
Yeah.
And she used to listen to Heidi, Xavier, and Ryan.
I don't know about that.
No, she claimed that she did. It was on a show once. We talked about it.
What?
Hang on, Nina.
On our, maybe.
Yeah. And she worked at Next Gen Perth, and I lived across the street and used to go there and swim in the pool.
Can tennis. You call Grace right now? Because I can't tell if this guy's talking
crazy. She signed me up, and I think she was on our show once as a caller.
It sounds like
I mean, nah.
What do you mean, mate?
I think she won Alpha Bucks. She guessed the secret sound.
Nah.
She beat the bomb. She did it all.
You're
Are you not doing it based on you thinking it's someone else, Sam? Is that the problem?
Nah, well, she wouldn't call a radio station.
Oh, but she but she worked not? At Next Gen.
What's wrong with calling a radio
station? No, it's just not her vibe.
Someone from Next Gen called the radio station. But was that, did she work there or just went there?
Did she work there?
She worked there.
Sam's still on FaceTime.
She'll think something's up.
Hi. What's happening?
Nothing much. What's happening with you?
We're just on the show.
Oh.
Can I ask some questions or do you want to ask some questions?
Hang on. I'm going to pass you to Ryan John. Hang on. Here you go.
Okay. Hey, good to see you again. I'll speak to you again.
Nice to speak to you. How you going?
Good. Now, is it true that you and I had heard of each other and lived in the same town and went to the same gym than the rest of these guys here? We had the first connection, right?
Oh, my God, we did.
Have you met?
Yeah.
We actually were, yes.
So ask, have we met?
Have we? I actually can't hear you.
You say.
So when did we meet in person?
Oh, when were you a member at the gym?
See?
It would be back then.
Yeah. At Next Gen, right?
02, 03.
Yeah, Next Gen, yeah. I do remember you actually coming in. Oh, my God.
There you go. And I'm happy to have introduced you to 97. Okay, cool. Thanks for your time. See you later. While I've got you on, we were actually talking about things that our partners do that annoy us.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to?
Yeah, what's the most annoying thing about Mason?
So the way he eats.
Yeah.
Tommy Jacket agrees. Yeah. What else?
It's so I said this to him yesterday. When he's sitting at the dinner table, he puts his back to me sometimes, which is a bit rude.
That happened once.
That is rude. And what did he say about you? What do you do that's annoying that he doesn't like?
He said hair and face, and then I breathe really loudly.
Snores.
Snores, apparently.
Okay. Thanks, Mason.
Okay.
Deny it because you've never seen it.
All right, there we go. All right, well, hey, thanks for having a chat. I'll see you soon,
I'll see you soon, Ryan.
Bye.
That's
true.
Can you guys please never doubt me ever again?
Do you remember meeting her?
Yeah.
I can't believe we've just found this out.
You knew this. We talked about this.
I didn't know this.
All right.
But why did you go so hard in, because you were adamant that they hadn't met?
Well, because I
97 wants her all for himself, like a greedy man.
No, I thought Grace would have brought it up already.
Greedy boy.
Well, I'm offended.
I thought
that
I would have heard of it already.
Maybe you're not asking enough questions.
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe because you've got your back to her at dinner and you start paying more attention to her.
It happened once last night because I was.
Last night.
I had one leg under the table and the other off the table, and so I was sort of sitting sideways. It was a relaxed vibe. Like we were having homemade hamburgers.
Sound like it.
Oh, geez, and there were real relaxed homemade hamburgers.
Yeah. Spending a bit of time with a family man. I was on my phone just.
Family man was on his phone.
At the dinner table on my phone, just posting a snippet to Instagram.
Oh, great, mate.
I respect that.
Respect the hustle. Yeah.
So, and then I did have my back to it.
What do you think, from a social media perspective, what should we do? Like, we've had a few blow-ups over the years in regards to social media and the Daily Talk Show. Ryan, how much do you think we should be posting? Do you have any tips on how we can do better?
I mean, do we need to go back upstairs and get the whiteboard out?
What have you got?
Oh, I got to get back before the lockdown starts. This was pre-recorded Tuesday.
Was that, what cough was that?
It's a pre-COVID cough.
Checking my throat, pre-COVID. I think a lot of the social should focus on Mason's inability to be a great boyfriend.
Yeah, okay.
I think that should be a heavy focus.
I just worry that we should be careful how much 97 content, like it is the Daily That's Talk Show.
You know what? That's such a Josh thing to say because
we need more
because
JJ.
You want to be 50% of Tommy and Josh, but really, we're all just here to support Mace.
No, absolutely not.
We're all here
not.
To prop him up and make him the hero. And you need to come to terms with that.
No, absolutely not. So what do you think we should see more of? You want to see more Sevs?
I like
He can't even post Sevs. On his own personal Insta.
Why not?
Just don't want to.
Got a girlfriend out. It's
easier. It's easier for him to post on ours. But you're saying not his content.
No.
not my content. No, I get it. I wouldn't. No, it'd be shit anyway.
Josh, do you feel like if there was, what do they call it in radio when they do research and not the ratings, but there's that other one?
Oh yeah, the qualitative research.
Oh no, but it's got a name when they go.
They find out what benchmarks people like.
Yeah, but if we did a survey of all the people who listen to this show and it was like. Rate everyone's personality and rate who's your favorite. Do you reckon 97 would be higher than you?
Yeah, no. So we did, and it's by design. We did a. We made all of them. no, but in seriousness, we did a survey, and Georgie Boy and 97 were mentioned way more than us.
Mm. Yeah,
but that's. I mean, what we.
I'm not surprised.
Yeah, but that's like that is by design because what we.
That's what and. A person like you would say.
yeah, we designed it. No, but seriously.
I've worked for a lot of businesses who design their strategy after the results to justify them, not the other way. Because for me, and this is an advice for everyone, because I'm an MBA student now, I'll tell you what's up. Okay. A strategy is about your plan MBA, for the MBA. Future. Your strategy is your plan for the future. It's not to justify the shit that just happened.
Oh, that's good. I like that.
So you're doing your MBA.
I had to explain
MBA.
That to some former employers. Yeah.
Master
of Business Administration.
Master of
Melbourne
Business.
University, Melbourne Business School.
Not the National Basketball Association.
No, that's the NBA.
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 No, but imagine I'm going back to school. What are you doing? NBA.
Well, you were a volleyball champion.
Thank you for using the word champion.
You were, weren't you?
I mean, champion of what? Yeah, sure.
You're a volleyballer.
Did you play Comm Games, was it?
No, not Comm Games. I played US College. I played in Serbia.
You really
can you actually say
who did you sell it into the other
I told Grace that you you played in the Olympics.
Can you talk about the test?
Which test?
Remember the test? And they,
the drug test?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I've played in Serbia in the World University Games, played Malaysia, US College, French Polynesia, a bunch of places. But I'm not that tall and I've got a bit fat. So, but anyway, so I got tested before the... Australian.
I don't work that into your strategy. Strategy is about the future. Yeah.
Well, so my strategy was to be short and fat, and it's paid off because I didn't want to go to the Olympics. That was my strategy all along. I think it was the finals of the Australian Volleyball League and random drug tests after. And who would have guessed? The guy from Eltham High got randomly selected for a drug test. Now, the finals.
Is that you?
Yeah. The finals are in December, which was about a week after schoolies. Bad combination.
Yeah, bad. Real bad.
So I piss in the jar, and it's actually really awkward because they give you all this water because they know you get a bit nervous. Like, because if you don't really need to go, pissing with someone watching you is really hard.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
So they give you all this water.
And, the office.
Yeah. And then they actually say you get to choose your jar, you get to choose the lid. So it's all like, you know, random and stuff. But because I drank so much water, I needed to piss so badly that I actually like ended up spraying the cup in my own hand and the guy's gloves and stuff. It was horrific.
Yeah.
And so I'm pretty sure I didn't pass, right? Didn't pass the test after schoolies. Smoked a couple of spliffs when I was down there. It didn't work out well.
Yeah.
No consequences in Australia. However, I was told I wasn't allowed to play in the Olympics. Now, this is like... I don't know what to compare this to, but I was nowhere near Olympic level, nor was Australia anywhere near qualifying for the Olympic level. So it'd be like someone saying to Josh, you can't be in the 100-meter sprint final in Tokyo next year.
spewing.
And then you'd be like, okay, but do whatever else, but no Olympics for you. And you're like, sure. So I went to US College and got a degree instead.
So you did, but you did test positive. Did you get in trouble?
No, no one knows, except the Australian Olympic Committee, who were like, who? What?
That's so funny.
And that was 2004.
Did you get sent some piece of paper or?
Yeah, I think it's still in the drawer somewhere.
And what did it say?
Just, we've done your test and it was a negative result and it was, or positive, whatever the thing is. And it's been passed on to the Olympic Committee. And I was like, okay. Like, sure.
Oh, that's interesting.
It's like literally zero consequences.
Just getting the confusion on the positive, negative. It's like the
Have you seen that thing of Donald Trump?
Yeah. Trump saying,
I came up positive for a negative.
Yeah. It was positive. It was a positive result and it was negative.
Yep.
Which is positive. Yeah. Something like
Actually,
that.
Actually, maybe I did. I mean, I kind of remember, but it, like I said, it was such not a big deal. It was fine.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it crushed your hopes of the Olympics. It's a great story.
Maybe I can make a comeback. I often think I can make a comeback. And then I look in the mirror and go, oh, probably not.
Don't fat shame yourself, mate.
Wait, that's so 25 kilos ago, maybe 30 kilos ago now. I weighed 75 when I played in Malaysia.
How old were you?
21.
That's a youth. We're all different at 21.
So we've all put on 28 kilos since then?
Let's just look at Sev's and
Josh
say...
Josh probably lost 28.
Say he's the best he's ever... will ever look.
Yeah, it's all downhill from here, Sev's. Yeah. Bad luck, mate.
Slightly annoying.
Yep.
Ah, well, mate, I know you're going to run. You've got a... MBA class.
Oh shit, it's almost Well, actually I have one quick question because I do have an MBA class, and one of the first one was leadership and leadership styles. Actually, this may be for you guys.
Okay.
How would you sum up individually Tommy's leadership style and Josh's leadership style? Are they separate or are they the same?
Is there words? Can you give him a few cheat sheet words if you're understanding sort of?
Okay, some would be like authoritarian, which is very much I'm the boss, I'll tell you what to do.
Yeah.
Whereas others are kind of, they'll let you learn your own mistakes and kind of guide you. And then the opposite is they just don't give a shit, you know. So there's a bit of a sliding
scale.
Laissez faire,
whatever it's called.
Laissez faire, Someone's done Year 10 business management in VCE.
Is that really what you say?
Laissez faire. I thought it was laissez faire.
Don't know.
This is why I asked.
You did
I don't
business management,
this.
Not French. Snippet that.
Yeah. So what would you describe these guys?
I reckon. Okay, so Tommy is more. He's a bit more relaxed, I'd say. And he lets you go with whatever you want and whichever way you want to do it, he'll have some advice, but I think he's a bit more like that.
Laissez-faire, please.
TJ is laissez-faire.
Yeah. I like that.
Laissez-faire and a croissant.
And Josh?
Josh has got a very clear vision about pretty much everything. And he
sounds
will...
like he's a know-it-all. From your description.
Bit German.
But he... He leads in a way that is letting you be very autonomous.
Mm. Okay.
As long as you do what he says.
It's not authoritative to the full extent, but it's like here's an overarching direction.
Yep.
And then you figure your way out on how to do that. And then we can come back to it and we can give feedback and we can see how you went.
All right.
And then do it my way.
All right, and next question. And this isn't necessarily a one or the other. It's sort of how they balance in between, right? So some workplaces are all about the norms as in like how we interact with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's important. And if we get that right, the outcomes will take care of themselves. Where other places might be more, all we care about is the outcome. However you get there doesn't matter as long as we end up there. So you can see how there are different ways of...
Yeah.
And no workplace says we're this or that, but it's just the way it works. Yeah. So what would you say was your feel here?
I think we're pretty outcome driven. Like it's not... There's no specificity in how you get there. It's just like this is what needs to happen and then figure out the way to do it.
Yeah. Does that sound... How do you guys feel here in this?
Yeah.
I think that's true. It's also about figuring out the right process from the outcome. So you go, we have to get to this outcome. We do it, and then it's then going back and thinking about what the process was, how we can improve it for next time.
Yeah. Mm. What do you guys think?
How's the next person going
to
do it?
Yeah, to assess yourselves in terms of the norms versus the outcome.
Mm. Yeah, definitely outcomes. But that was based on Envato, where I used to work, where it was very much, because it was flexible working arrangements, you're not getting to see when people are in the office. You don't get any of that. So the main sort of performance measure was outcomes. But the things that we're doing now is we're trying to move to like a lag versus lead scenario where it's there's a thing called the four disciplines of execution, 4DX, and the things are you have a wildly important goal.
Yep.
You have lead metrics. A lead metric is, say, for weight loss, you want to lose 10 kilos, that's a lag. That's something that happens after you do something.
Yep.
The lead metric is go for a walk every single day. And so we're trying to break up WIG, leads and lags. That's what our next sort of thing is. So more than outcome, I guess.
But and not at any cost, which was kind of what you were saying.
Yeah. Because some places are like, we don't give a shit how you get it, just get it done. Yeah. Which is the kind of that really old school Wolf of Wall Street get the sale kind of vibe. Yeah.
But there is something in the lead where you say, okay, you need to send 4 emails a day or whatever. So, or say,
a lot of salespeople have those sort of, if you send out, if you cold call 10 people a day, averages are you will get 2 sales, kind of vibe.
And I think that's good. I think that there's certain things that you can, you know, that if you pull this lever, you get this specific outcome. And I feel like, why try and reinvent the wheel and try and guess every single day when if you know you do that, you're going to get the result.
Do a podcast every single day and it'll be a success of some sorts. But you'll be tired as fuck.
My final question is, who do you reckon's the best Ryan on the podcast this weekend?
I mean, you're the first Ryan.
Yeah, who's the second
tomorrow
one?
Tomorrow is Ryan Shelton.
Yeah.
And on that, we won't answer.
Until Monday.
Until Monday. Go, what a shit weekend all round.
It's a daily talk show. Thank you, Ryan, for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
All right. Have a good rest of your weekend. We'll see you tomorrow, guys, with Ryan Shelton. See ya.
Love you.